When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Sans Pants Radio.
Eat my dust, slime ball! Eat fumes, Wormo!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Hayden.
And today we are looking at Spider-Man Remastered for the PS5.
Woohoo!
And other games.
Well, look, bloody Smear's got a bloody PS5.
I have PS5.
Finally played it.
And I've played it. I played two games, but mostly one game.
Yeah.
And Hayden, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you for having me again.
No problem. After your last visit, I just need a quick reminder. No naughty words.
What did I say last time?
Naughty words.
A lot of naughty words, hey.
I had to chuck an E on the episode because of your filthy mouth.
Your filthy dog mouth.
Yeah.
Don't you guys not really swear in this one or what?
We swear. You can say shit. You can say piss.
Can't say fuck. Can't say.
Yeah,
you can't say
those.
Dog's asshole.
You can say dog's asshole.
I can say dog's asshole. Okay.
Yeah. You can say this video game sucked me off great.
Yeah.
But you can't say this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And obviously, you can say the video game sucked you off because you're just being honest. Swearing,
sure.
Not honest.
No.
Okay, not sure. Good. Okay.
Anyway, I have a PS5. I've set it up, installed it, everything's all happening. First two games I bought, as I described last time I spoke about it, was Immortals, Phoenix Rising, or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm, the one that Levin was like, please don't buy.
And then JB Hi-Fi were like, it's $40. And I was like, I'm going to buy it.
Ooh.
It's $40 for PS5 game. Are you kidding me? It's looking great on my shelf.
Yeah.
The second game I bought was the Spider-Man Definitive Edition, which is Spider-Man Miles Morales, which is the new one.
Oh, yeah.
And Spider-Man Remastered, which is a remastered version of the PS4 one, which I never played.
But I did.
First ever episode of Thumb Cramps.
I clocked it. Did I like it? I don't know.
Yeah, I think you said I 100% completed this game and I'm giving it 3 thumbs.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is pure madness. But as someone that has played just under 7 hours of the game, I get it now.
Yeah.
There is...
Right?
So being Spider-Man is fun.
It is pretty good.
Swinging through the city, great. Game looks beautiful.
It does.
The graphic look. People want to know about the graphics and stuff. Graphic, great.
Mm-hmm.
PS5 graphic, even greater.
Yep.
But not it's not a huge obvious improvement from the PS4 game because that was already a very beautiful looking game.
Yeah.
The loading times in this, though, are pretty much non-existent, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like if you die or something like that, the respawn time is almost immediate.
Ah,
very cool.
And missions and like cutscenes loading and stuff like that, easy. Nothing. There's nothing there. Just like whatever you want, like you can just fire it up. That computer is so loud.
I know. Sorry.
It's funny because we delayed recording because of someone vacuuming, and now there's just this big.
And now the computer is just like
freaking out.
Yeah. What are you doing? Having a think. What about?
no!
Also, to paint a picture, Joel's got two MacBooks in front of him for some reason. I don't know why.
And I wasn't going to acknowledge the loud computer until I realized that he was focusing very hard on trying to fix it. Yeah. I was like, no one's listening to me because Hayden's also distracted by the loud computer that I'm also distracted by. So I better point it out. Now the audience too can experience that distraction.
Yeah. Oh, it's quieting down there.
Hey, sounds all right. Good call that and it shut up.
Yeah. No, I remember I sold my Xbox and bought a PS4 to buy Spider-Man when it first came out on PS4.
Yeah.
Don't regret it. That was great. It's a great game.
Good. So much fun.
I've never... Three thumbs.
Three thumbs. It really makes you feel mechanic like, alone. Like a Spider-Man.
Yeah. Mm, the swinging's so good.
I really, really like it. It took me a while to get a hang of it, but the... So there's the normal web swinging that Spider-Man does, but there's kind of like a, I think it's called a web point swing.
Oh, where you do like two webs and you launch yourself or whatever it is.
It's good.
And then you feels down good. X and you just launch straight.
Yeah, and you can do flips too.
Yeah, but I haven't unlocked, I mean, I've looked at that and I've been like, I should unlock that. And then I've been like, nah, but what if I unlocked yanking guns?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's handy. Yanking guns and then
the
swinging
flipping
them around.
So cool. Yeah,
so if anyone hasn't played this, which honestly, at this point, if you have a PS4 or a PS5 and you're listening to Thumb Cramps and you haven't played the Spider-Man video game, I would be shocked.
Yeah.
I think I was the last person in our target audience that hadn't played it.
Yeah.
And now I have.
Wait, are you playing the first one or the Miles Morales one, or is it both?
I will be playing both, but currently I'm only playing the first one because Miles Morales is a direct sequel.
Yeah, but that's a PS5 only, right? Yeah.
No,
you can get it on PS4.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's one of those situations where it was developed for PS5 and they ported it backwards rather than
other way around. So the graphics on Miles Morales will be better, right?
Yeah. But it's also the same map as it's one
of
those
New
like,
York, yeah.
Yeah. But it's like it's literally the same map from Spider-Man PS4, but it's snowing.
That's cool.
Christmas. I haven't played that yet, though, so we'll get to that when I actually open and play the game. Spider-Man Remastered, very fun, lots of side stuff to do, and lots of collectibles, and a loud computer in the room again. Paint the picture, me and Hayden are I'm sitting on one side of the table, Zamet, the loudest computer in the world, and Hayden is sitting on the other side of the table. Hayden was looking me dead in the eyes. The computer fired up again, and Hayden immediately just turned and looked at the laptop than me. What if it's doing something
good? More compelling.
But it's not. It's not doing anything good. It's just there.
Yeah. Is that even the one we're recording on?
No.
What's it doing?
It's there for my notes or something I've got to refer to, but later I'll close it down now and I'll...
Imagine it got louder. It's just upset. That's a MacBook Pro. Why? I don't know. It has no business being that loud.
It has no business being this loud.
It was just open on like a Wikipedia page, right? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Did you play like the old, like the first one, the PS2 Spider-Man games?
I played the PS1 Spider-Man games, which were the Spider-Man and then like Spider-Man Enter Electro.
Were they the swingy ones or are they like the...
I think they're a bit swingy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one, I thought it was on PS2, but maybe it wasn't PS1.
There was one, like there's a couple Spider-Man, like this one's great, and there's a couple that are like, these are bad, and I forget which
one's
which.
The best one is, prior to this one coming out, the best one was always considered to be the Spider-Man 2 movie adaptation game, which would have been on PS2.
That's the one I was playing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, great swing mechanics, great. Mm. Yeah. The ones I played were like...
Also, it has the ground.
in the
first one, like if you go below... The ground, it's just like a red grid, and you die, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was awful.
The ultimate Spider-Man, I think, for the PlayStation 3, maybe, or was it the 2?
That the one where the internet loved it because of that cutscene where he was saving someone from a fire and then missed the quick time event, so Spider-Man just like launches and then just belly flops into a fire, basically?
I don't know, but it's cell-shaded, and it follows like the ultimate Spider-Man storyline, and it's written by Brian Michael Bendis, who was writing.
To Brian.
Writing Ultimate Spider-Man at the time, which, look, I like him as a comic book writer. Some people do not. And that's fair.
I'm glad you've mentioned that because, at the moment, playing this game, I've put, almost 7 hours into it. I can check because of the PS5 play time counter, which is vital to my enjoyment of any console.
Of course.
And I'm, like 20-something% through the story, but my game completion's close to 40% because anytime they are like, oh, there's a new unlockable, I'm like, well, they're on the map. I should just get them. So when you start the game, you find like a backpack and Peter Parker is like, oh, it's my old backpack. I wonder how many I left around the city. I put a tracker on them, so I should probably just track those down. And there's 55. Got all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Then, nice.
And they have a cool bit of old tech that I don't think you can use, but it's a fun little Easter egg, a lot of them.
Uh, we'll, we'll, get that. Oh, good. Hold on to that because okay. That's good. Locations as well. So at a point in the game, Peter's like, oh, I should try some more photography because like I haven't been taking photos since my Daily Bugle times.
Yeah.
And then there's like set locations where if you take a photo of them, that unlocks a thing as well. Did all of those.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's funny because you can take real dog shit photos yes! and Peter Parker's like, ooh, looking good.
Yeah.
Still got it.
My housemate who has played the PS4 version of the game was watching me play today and I jumped off a building that was like, really, it was the Avengers Tower, I think, which is really tall. Pull out my camera, and I knew that there was three locations, the Avengers Tower and two that were near me.
Yeah.
I took three photos whilst falling at once. I got all of them, and he was just like, that's not how that's meant to work. And I was like, perfect, nailed it.
I'm a photographer. Yeah,
but look, listen, we listened to like Peter Parker was saying, nailed it, still got it. So,
nice one, Spidey.
You can find the black cats. That's a fun one.
I haven't got that yet.
You'll love it.
Oh, I can't wait.
The concept is black cat. That's a name, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Has left actual
Felicia
black cats.
Hardy, I want to say.
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
The right person to ask here, Joel Zammit, is you.
Because you know the answer. It's Shim Felicia Hardy. Anyway, so Felicia, she hides black, actual, like, toy black cats around, and you got to look at them. But it's like a... what do you call the things we have to find?
Collectible?
No, like, what are the... Okay, what are those puzzles called where there's a big lot of stuff and you have to find the stuff in the stuff? Like, where's Wally is one of these things. What are they called? All right, so you get a book and it's got pictures of lots of stuff in it and it says you got to find a little ring. And
then you got to... Listeners would have heard three beeps there, despite the warning at the start of the episode that happened mere moments ago.
Well, look, if you...
You're getting heated.
If you would just understand what I'm saying.
Well, if you'd be clear, what are
you explaining. You know, when there's a collection of things and there's one thing in the collection of things, you got to find that thing.
Yeah. So you get what I'm saying? What are they called? What's the term for those kind of puzzles?
I don't know what you're saying.
What are you talking about?
But you just explained perfectly what I'm talking about. You know when you're a kid and you get those big books and they're called like Spot What or whatever, for Eagle Eyes Only. No, not Spot the Difference. Yeah, there's no differences. There's one picture, and the picture is very crowded. There's lots of stuff going on in the picture.
And so you got to find a dog. And you got to say,
there's a list of things you got to find. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What are they called? What is that what is that genre of puzzle called? Find it. Is it a find it?
I was like, I'll just check Where's Wally's description, because that sounds like
it's
what you're
doing. It's basically Where's Wally. But what's the genre of puzzle called is the question I'm asking.
Needle in a haystack.
No, that's not it.
Puzzles.
No,
they're called puzzle books.
Well, then Sudoku's a puzzle, you know.
You're not doing Sudoku with a cat.
Anyway, the black cat thing is...
So you find a photo and then I have to find a cat
photo? You just have to stand in a certain spot and then scan buildings and... see a cat in a window or something.
I tell you what, I haven't unlocked this part of the game. It's great.
So that is what you were describing?
That's it.
Yeah. That is not Where's Wally.
No, it is basically Where's Wally.
No, it's not.
It is Where's Wally.
Where's Wally?
The cat is Wally. No, the cat is Wally, and you're looking at a crowded landscape where there's things in windows, and you got to find the cat.
You're playing Spot the Cat, which is not Where's Wally.
That is to say, Wally's just Spot the Wally.
No,
yeah, but there's so many, like, other things.
There's, like, red herrings. And is it just like, so I'm perched on, like, a ledge and I use the equivalent of the detective vision?
I think there's, like, a camera you have to look through. But basically, but essentially, you're fixed in a certain position and you scan buildings and such. And then you find the cat and then you go, oh, there's the cat. And then that's it.
It's just...
Okay.
It's just find the cat.
That's what I'm saying.
Jenny, it's just find the cat.
And is this
it's not like, hey, here's an image. Yeah, this is crowded.
Just look
and
at the cat.
You gotta find a cat with a collar, a guy with a beard, three sticks.
No, just cat.
And some kind of jewel. No, it's just you're finding the cat.
Anyway,
Hayden, it's find the cat.
They were my favorite ones, find the cat.
So they're good?
Yeah, I like
them. The Taskmaster ones suck.
Oh, okay, cool. My experience with the game so far is, and this is what I wanted to say with the backpack thing and the unlocking thing.
Yeah.
What you were mentioning with the Ultimate Spider-Man, one thing that this game is really good at is it feels like you're in the world of a Spider-Man comic.
Because
there's lots of just like references, but the references aren't annoying. It just feels like you're playing a Spider-Man that's like 5 to 10 years into Spider-Maning, which is what he's meant to be.
Yeah.
So like you're like, oh yeah, sweet. He knows who the Shocker is. He's fought the Shocker before. The Shocker's on the raft. The raft is a thing. Everyone's like, yeah, it's the raft.
I'm like, deal with it.
I have read some Spider-Man comics. I'm familiar with pop culture. I get these references. That's cool.
Isn't the raft in Avengers, or is that a different underwater prison?
Let me tell you.
Okay.
It is in the Avengers.
Yeah, great.
The Avengers Tower, also in the Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Doctor Strange's house. You can go visit that.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Daredevil, not in the Avengers, but in Netflix TV show Daredevil.
Yeah.
But Daredevil's in Spider-Man.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, his house is.
Oh, right.
Okay. Matt Murdock's house.
Yeah.
In Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Have you gotten to the part yet where
stop you right there and say, probably not, because I have barely touched the story mission.
Have you gotten to the bit? It's a side quest I think you'll like.
Well, there's a fake Spider-Man, because I liked that one.
I don't know that one.
It's called Spider-Men, and there's a guy dressed up as Spider-Man that has a black belt.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, actually.
And he's just bashing criminals, and then he goes to bash the criminals, and they pull a gun. He's like, oh, no, this sucks.
Wow.
Spider-Man, you're like...
Gotta save.
And then a guy rocks up with a rocket launcher, and this guy, and then the guy who is just a regular guy is like, I am in trouble. And Spider-Man's like, yeah, you gotta be... He's like, I get it, but you inherit my villains when you dress up as me. And he was like, yeah. Didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That is good.
Have you gotten to the point where you can grab a missile with your webs?
Oh, and you swing it around?
Yeah. Oh, it's good. Oh, it feels good doing it.
Yes, because I've done all of the side quests and found all of the stuff before. So I think, because again, I know a lot of people listening to this have probably played the game. I have met Mary Jane.
Nice.
I've arrested Shocker. I have then given the mask that you get when you first meet Mary Jane to Martin, a fella that I feel like is probably going to be evil. That's it.
Okay. There's some cool story elements. I know there's one in like when you're having to fight Rhino or run away from Rhino.
Actually, very hang cool. On. There's a huge plot point. Norman Osborn just got introduced and shut down Octavius's.
Oh, yeah.
That's literally the last thing that happened in the game for me.
Yeah.
But then I was meant to go see Harry Osborn, but instead I went and hunted down a pigeon that stole the USB.
That's what I was going to talk about. Yeah. Oh, I know. Maybe it's a different one, but there's one and you have to. There's a guy who has a bunch of pigeons that are messenger pigeons that are on the loose, and you have to capture the pigeons alive.
I think after you get that pigeon, then it unlocks the pigeon missions.
Yeah, and you just go around catching pigeons. It's sick.
I've heard that sucks.
Yeah, no, it's good because you catch it, and then you go, oh, I've got it now, and then you release it, and it goes home. And like, I don't know what the logic there is.
Spider-Man whispered to the pigeon.
Yeah, he goes, oh, he's silly Billy, go home now.
Quick question, though.
Yes.
What suit are you currently rocking?
Oh, okay. Well, this is one that you wouldn't have experienced, but one that I am going to spend the entire game in because I equipped it before I'd even unlocked any other suits. What?
Bombastic Bagman?
No.
Oh.
Raimi's Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes.
Because
it
fits the vibe because, like, again, it feels like a... And also, that's another thing. People really hate the look of the... Because they redesigned Peter Parker.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
To me, he just kind of looks now like... He looks like a mix between Tom Holland and Tobey Maguire, or if Tobey Maguire looked age-appropriate for the actual Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he looks like...
Why did they change his face? Just because?
I think it was just because, but also he looks closer to like what the guy who provided the voice looks like, I think.
Oh.
So they made it look more like the real guy.
Weird.
Why did they actually do it? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I know that is the change they made. But here... People are like, he looks like an amalgamation between the three movie Spider-Mans. And he does.
That's good. That's cool.
But yeah, because the remastered edition includes all of the DLC, it means that there was a bunch of suits unlocked straight off the bat, which was the Raimi suit, the Amazing Spider-Man suit, Bombastic Bagman, I think, is a suit.
So you're telling me that you have the opportunity to play as the best Spider-Man,
Bagman.
Scarlet Spider, the only Spider-Man with a hooded vest, and you don't choose it?
No. Actually, for a little bit, and I might have actually put this on now, one of the other DLC suits was the upgraded suit from, not Endgame, Far From Home maybe, it's the Spider-Man suit that's like, it's the-
Kill mode activate?
Yeah, it's the one that's got like black on it and red. I'm like, yeah, that one's cool too. But I'm probably just going to switch back to the Raimi one because it looks so good.
Yeah,
I understand
why
everyone was bullying Sony on the internet for- a year about them not adding the Raimi suit and probably threatening to blow up Sony headquarters or whatever.
Yeah.
Worth it in the end.
I think there was one suit where, I think it's like, is it Ghost Rider or something like that? Where you have a flaming skull, which feels weird
I'm probably
almost
put
out
that
of
one
place.
On,
yeah.
Wait, is that in it?
Yeah. You got like a flaming skull at some point, or a flaming hit. I think, and it's been a while since I played it. But
is
I
remember, that like a what if suit, or it's like what if
maybe?
Yeah.
What if Spider-Man was Ghost Rider? Probably.
Yeah.
I am remembering like some of the issues I have with the suits though. Is a lot of them didn't feel earned. You just kind of got it.
Yeah, I do remember that actually. Like, oh, I didn't do anything. I just I have this now, which is cool because I like it. But also, I would have been cool to unlock it.
Well, that's the thing because all of them are tied to leveling. Well, most of them are tied to leveling. The DLC ones are just straight off the bat, and then there's ones that are like, so I unlocked. Unlocked one of them. Oh, it was the homemade Spidey suit when I found all of the backpacks, which is just the Tom Holland outfit before he gets given the Stark suit.
Mm.
But in the story of the game, like one of the first suits you unlock is like a crazy, like black and yellow, just psychotic suit. And like in the story beats of the game, you having that like so early on, it seems crazy. Like, weird.
Yeah.
Like, I think they could have incorporated some of the suits a bit better
into
the storyline.
Especially because Octavius is involved in the suit designs.
Yeah.
But also, I understand that they just wanted to put a shitload of suits in there. 100%. Because people love stuff like that. Yeah. I love stuff like that.
I'm sort of torn because I also love stuff like that. But if you're like in a Fantastic Four costume with a bag on your head or have flaming head, but you're like just at the start of the story and all your cutscenes are you with a bag on your head, you're like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, it should be one of the things you get at the very end of the game and you do all the fuck around missions on him. I don't know.
Yeah.
But also, I like having a because I never get to the end of the games.
No, of course. Did you finish this game?
No.
Yeah, why would you?
Why would I?
I'm going to finish this game.
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
I really like the story stuff. I really like the gameplay. But all of the side stuff is definitely just padding out the game. But I'm getting sucked into it.
I know.
And am I enjoying it or am I just
It's hard
ticking?
To say.
Am I just like 9 out of 9 found tick? It went green. How That's good. A serotonin rush for me.
Yeah,
how
feels good
is ticking a box or filling up a bar?
Oh, yeah.
Some of the It's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Filling up a bar, number one. Ticking a box, number two. Big cum, three.
Damn, all right. So see what I mean? So you get is you 100% it. Did I have a good time? I don't know.
I
did.
This is almost a game that breaks our rating system. Well, no, it shows why getting sucked off by a game doesn't necessarily mean 5 thumbs.
See?
That's why it's a separate thing and why 5 thumbs is an instant video game suck off.
Damn right.
I'm definitely sucked off by this game, though.
Yeah. You talking about it makes me kind of want to grab the DLC for the Black Cat missions.
And all those kind of stuff. Or you could just buy the Miles Morales game.
Oh, I could do, actually. And just play it on my inferior PS4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your baby console.
Yeah.
For idiots.
my piss baby dumb shit console that everyone hates and is bad.
Yeah.
The PS4.
Yeah, everyone listening to this, unplug your PS4. Just put it out in the street.
Put it in the ocean.
Yeah.
Put it in the ocean.
Mm.
It's where it belongs. Make it a new fish house.
Yes. Fish love gaming.
Fish love gaming. Don't know about a PS5 because you can't game underwater.
Correct. I can't really go lower than like 4 thumbs and a knock, but I know the game is tricking me. So it's losing half a thumb for that.
For the deception of having a good time.
Yeah. I am having a good time, but it's definitely a time-wasting time. It's not rewarding.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, isn't...
That's my only biggest criticism about it. I think retroactively, I should probably have given it maybe 4 thumbs.
Yeah.
Because it was, again, it's a fun game, but
it's
then you're
well designed, but there's probably not enough variety in the game. From what I've seen so far...
It does get a bit samey towards the end.
So, like, something like The Last of Us Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really long game, and it's grueling, and it's miserable, but they also introduce stuff pretty consistently throughout the whole game. And I can already tell that is not really going to be the case here, except for just extra, like, collectible stuff, or looking at a picture of a cat and finding another cat or whatever hell nonsense we're trying
How
to
do you not understand it? You just look
I think
for
you
a
fundamentally
cat.
Misunderstand what you're describing.
What are you
saying? Spot the cat!
That's what I'm saying,
you
I feel like.
You look through a camera, and you find a cat.
Yeah.
That is not like it's like Spot the Difference, but there's no difference.
I didn't say Spot the Difference. You said Spot the Difference.
And you said, no, it's not like Spot the Difference. There's no difference. Yeah, like, so that is not. Anyway.
I don't want to get back into it. Okay.
4 thumbs and a knuck. Sucked off big time.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What have you been playing, Zammit? Fire up the really loud laptop.
Fire up my really loud laptop. Because I have been playing a beautiful game called Disco Elysium.
Game that recently got banned in Australia. So if you're listening to this, don't knock.
Exactly. Right. I'm doing an illegal.
Well, you purchased it legally.
I did. I purchased it legally when it first came out, within maybe a couple of months. Because it is a isometric role-playing game, which is just my jam.
Yep.
I remember playing it and enjoying it. And because it is an isometric RPG. Mm-hmm. It's a long game, yes. Or at least it has the vibe of it. It will be a long game. So I actually don't know how long it is to complete.
Do you want me to find out for you right here, right now?
From memory, it's like 20 something hours to complete.
What's the premise?
Well, I'll get to that.
Okay.
So initially I got it and I'm like, right, I love these kind of games. It's an isometric RPG, one of my favorite kind of like styles of games. I'm going to have fun with this. But to fire it up and to be like, I'm going to sit down and play it feels like, oh, I need to be playing this for several hours to enjoy.
Yeah, you're like, all right, sweet. I've got a break from lunch until dinner time.
Yeah.
I'm locked in. This isn't like a, ooh, I got like an hour and a bit to go.
I've got a couple hours to kill here. No, this
20
is
20 hours for main story, but the one, and if you're going to howlongtobeat.com, if you are a type of person that does do side quests, even if you're not going to 100% the game, look at main story plus extras, because that's the one that's going to work here. 29 and a half hours.
So there you go. It's like basically like a 30-hour game.
Yep.
And that's one playthrough.
Yep.
Yeah.
And with these kind of like RPGs, you have so many different options and so many things to finish a mission that there are many different ways to kind of do this thing. And that kind of like, well, then beef it out. So I initially purchased it and I was like having fun with it. And I played it for maybe like two nights in a row, like straight. And I'm like, okay, wow, this is a lot of fun. But then of course that feeling of being like, to sit down and play this is a commitment, and right now I don't have the time.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So I didn't think about it, and then as out of sight, out of mind, I got problems with object permanence. It's a problem.
Yeah.
So out of sight, out of mind, didn't worry about it. And then I heard that it was getting banned, and I was like, why?
why is it getting banned?
So when it originally launched, it was exclusive to PC, and if you're submitting something to Steam, you don't have to get it classified.
Right.
When you're launching to consoles or retail stores in Australia, you need a classification.
Mm.
Disco Elysium also had a huge patch added, which is called the Final Cut, which added full voice acting and stuff like that to it. So the game plays almost entirely, well, not different. It just feels different now because there's like voices, you're not just reading shit.
Mm.
But they were like, sweet, we're going to have to put it off for classification. And everyone was like, oh no, because the game does one thing that the Australian Classification Board hates. You are rewarded for drug use. The moment that any drugs are used as an incentive, bum bum. Well, even though you are over the age of 18 in Australia and there is an R-rated classification, you cannot play any games that use, drugs have an incentive.
Well, the thing is, though, and this is, it's like, the drugs have an incentive-ish because it's like, yes, some will say benefit you in one thing, but you'll buff your int. Your intellect stats, but you'll negative your health stats.
Yes.
And that's the kind of trade-off. So it's like,
that's the limitless drug.
Does it use real-life drug names?
And it does use real-life drug names.
So you
names.
Can smoke crack in this game.
You can speed.
Ah.
Yeah, so smoke speed.
Well, not smoke speed, but you can take
crack
speed.
Crack lines, baby!
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
Not at all.
Don't know what speed is.
But like one drug you're referred to is like magnesium, like referred to as Max. There is like other like...
Is that
drugs.
A drug? Magnesium?
In this it is.
I feel like I take magnesium all the time.
Same, for muscle pain.
Yeah,
it's great.
Make sure you don't cramp up. Eat a banana, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's potassium.
That is potassium.
God damn
it. Isn't it zinc as well that stops cramps?
Maybe.
All of them.
Yeah, sure. Just take vitamins.
A multivitamin. Just chuck that through. So there is drug use and,
I don't know about sex, but... these type of role-playing games.
Well, there are heavy themes. And the thing is, like, this game, because it is an isometric RPG and because it is so story-driven and there's not much action, banning it just kind of gave more attention to it because, like, I understand the mindset in Australia of people being like, but we got to think of the children. They'll be playing the games.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it, but I can understand it. But this kind of game... I just
kids
don't think
bored before
appeals to like a child or anyone like
also,
over the age of.
If you're saying that if you're saying that rating this game R18 won't stop kids from playing it, you're also saying our classification system is just flawed in general.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, what's the point of having any ratings ever?
100%.
It's dumb.
It is stupid.
But you're right because the moment I was like, I really want to play Disco Elysium, I'll wait for it to come out on Switch or something, and then they were like, oh, it's going to get banned in Australia. It'll be removed from Steam shortly. If you want to buy it now, it's your shot. And within 20 seconds, it was in my cart.
That rules. And thing for me, I was like, I hope they update it because I really wanted to play the final cut. And I was just like, I guess we're not getting it because it's not going to.
No,
it was a bit of a downer for me. But then I saw in my MacBook Pro App Store a little update of Disco Elysium, the final cut. And so I was like, ooh. ooh, update, please. Mm. And so I started playing it again. I started a brand new story. So the what I was like, the playthrough I was doing before, I was like, whatever, in the bin, let's do it. So the premise is you are.
Here's the question. This is the answer you
want. Damn right.
Yep, I know.
Pay attention.
Yeah. I am listening. Yeah.
So you are.
I just thought because like last time I told you not to do a thing, you immediately did it. So I just assumed you weren't listening.
That's fair.
Yeah. So you are a cop, mm-hmm. and you are dealing with a murder, and that's basically the very basic premise. But the game starts in you in like the inky void, mm-hmm. and you waking up. You can lose at this moment in time if you choose to not engage, and if you choose to just be like, I don't want to be alive. I like this nothing. Yep. I don't care. And so you kind
opening
of go
a game with what is basically choosing to mm-hmm. die. Mm-hmm. Funny.
Yeah. Mm. This game is generally, there are moments that are actually generally very funny in this game as well, which I'll touch upon. But so it starts off and it's kind of like you start talking to your systems mm-hmm. in your brain. So you start talking to like your reptilian brain, all this kind of stuff to be like basically like, who am I? What am I? How did I get like this? Mm-hmm. And while I'm not a huge fan of the trope of the, like, oh, you wake up and you don't know who you are, this game does it well. Mm-hmm. And so you wake up and it's like you don't know who you are mm-hmm. and you're naked. You're just in your tidy whities in a trashed hotel room and you're like, what's happened here? And it's like, well, you stuffed up. You were mm-hmm. eventually you find out like that you were a cop and you had enough and you just went on a bit of a bender.
Mm-hmm. Bit?
Just a bit. An unpetit. And there are moments where you're like, did I really do? Oh no, I'm bad at this.
So can I just get a bit of clarification? You said you wake up naked. So is there dick and nuts in this game?
No, you wake up in your tidy whities.
Yeah. Dick and nuts.
Oh, we love dick and nuts in video games.
Yeah.
I know.
It's our favorite trope.
I know. Mm. But you wake up and you're like, oh, okay, there's like some pants. You grab them and you put them on. Mm. And you go to the mirror and you can look at yourself. And then you get a picture of your avatar. And you're like, oh, gross. Is that me? Oh, no. And then you like can like, maybe if I can stop doing that expression I'm doing and you fail. And you're like, oh, I can't wipe it off my face. No. Do I think this is cool? Ah, shit. So you wake up. As a detective, or you wake up and it's like, right, what am I here? What am I doing? And as you sort of talk to more people, you find out more things. Mm-hmm. And then you realize that you've been sent here to investigate the murder of this person who was behind the hotel which you're staying at. And they are there swinging, or like they've been like basically lynched Ooh. On this tree. And you have to eventually try and get it down. Mm. And investigate what happened. And you get a partner. Their name is Kim, who's there. And he just accepts a lot of what you're doing. And a lot of this stuff is very like cerebral in terms of like, mm-hmm. because again, you are trying to find out who you are and what you're doing. And you have inner thoughts that act like bonuses. So you can come across something and then you can internalize it. Mm-hmm. So you have a bit of a think about it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, is this something I like? Like, for example, so I had to get this, the corpse down off a tree.
Yeah.
So in my first playthrough, I was playing a bit more of a physical build. Mm-hmm. So there's this moment where I could like, you know, jump down into this like area, get some sort of things, as well as you can also shoot it off.
Yeah.
And had very good aim at that point.
Yeah.
This time I did not have a physical build. So I was doing my best. Accidentally shot the corpse. Whoopsie daisy.
Well, at least they were already dead.
Tried to then get across this jump, which would enable me to kind of get to this boss person who would enable me to then like order someone to then take them down.
Yep.
Couldn't make that jump.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
At all. Hurt myself. So then I had to go to this other guy who I was like, hey, Can you bring this person down? And the only way I could at all get him to agree with me mm-hmm. was if I could, first off, well, there's two options. One, I could beat him up. Uh-huh. So I tried.
Hell
he crushed
yeah.
my fist. So I couldn't do that. So then I had to do the other way, which was to listen to his like very racist rhetoric mm-hmm. and try to understand and then internalize what he was saying.
Yep.
So now I have this kind of like, I had to be like, okay, maybe I'll, as a player, I will pretend to engage with this man's racist belief. So I had to internalize that thought. Mm-hmm. And so I've done that. And now in the game, and like even the person I'm playing, he's like, right, this sounds a bit silly. But then other people being like, so you believe this, do you? And you're like, no, I'm not. Stop. No. So it's very, very, very funny. In
so
that
you went
regards.
From playing a strong, cool guy to a racist.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And this
yeah.
is the start of the game.
Oh, no, no, this is not the start of the game. So, yeah, as you come down, it's like you realize, like, what am I doing here? You're given a partner and the partner's like, you're investigating a crime. And you're like, Yes, I am. Yes.
That's correct.
Sure bingo. Am.
As they used to say in Inglourious Bastards, that's a bingo.
That is a
that's
bingo.
That's a reference to you, Hayden.
Why to me?
Because I'm looking at you.
Okay.
You're a big Tarantino head, yeah?
Don't put that on me. Don't.
You're a big QT man.
He loves QT. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I love QT more than QT loves feet.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's something only a fan would get. I don't understand what you're joking. What you're saying.
What I'm joking, yes.
And as you progress the storyline, of course, you realize that you had a bit of a breakdown. You went on a bit of a bender.
Yep.
You threw away your badge, which you need to get back, and that's bad.
You can't arrest people without a badge.
You've lost your gun, yeah. So you don't know where that is.
I know where you put a bullet, though.
But then when you that was my partner's gun I had to borrow. you realize you've lost your gun, and you're like, this is not good. Mm. And you find out that you pawned your gun, and also the all your case files you find in a dumpster. So you're like, I did something. Yeah. Bit wild.
Had a big
well.
Breakdown.
And so throughout that, you're sort of learning about who you are as a person and all like the beliefs that you have, and you can kind of like do that. And what I really like about it, because it is acts like an RPG in that there's like a lot of dice rolls that you can do. So it's like, there's a thing you need to do. So roll your strength or roll your insight or roll your perception, blah, 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 blah. And you can fail it. And you can fail it big time. and it's great because it's just like you got to cop it.
I mean,
you can save scrub, reload and load and reload until you get it. But it's
play
just,
like a dog. But it's, I bet you play with that head.
Yeah, Hayden would definitely play like a dog.
Save states? You use save states.
I don't. Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
But this game, it's so much more fun if you don't. Because, failing is a great option because it then uncovers more things to do. Yeah. And you've got to deal with your stuff ups.
Yeah.
What is also great, at any moment in this game, you can just eat shit and die, or it's game over.
That's great. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Right.
So there are something. There's two main stats. You've got your health, and I guess for your intel stats. I think it's called like volatile, something like that. But basically, like if you're playing a certain build, some of those are quite low. And so initially, when I was playing this, I was trying to have, and look, everything is through like conversation. And so, when you're talking to this corrupt union boss. Mm-hmm. He's like, take a seat. And you can be like, no, I'm not going to take a seat and be really proud about this. Or through other sort of dialogue, you can then kind of stack it in a way where you really put yourself not in a great position. So initially he's like, hey, I hear you've been having some trouble with some money. Here's a novelty check. And if you take the check, it like is negative to your dice roll because he's definitely got power over you.
Yeah.
And so there's like, there's like this. There's like he knew about the fact that your gun was missing and you didn't know that. And you've also sat down in this chair and it's very uncomfortable. Mm. So you have all these like negatives and you roll and you fail it. And if you don't have enough, if you lose your intel stat all the way zero, it's just a game over screen. You have a breakdown. It's great. You like quit the force. It's like a bit of a newspaper to be like, oh, you hated being this. Another cop goes off the deep end. I failed it for killing a kid. Ooh. That was great. So when you're interrogating or investigating the corpse.
Yeah. But you're just trying to shoot him down though.
Well, look.
When you're interrogating the corpse.
Well, you can talk to the corpse, but that's you having your own little trip. Anyway.
Oh, okay, sure, I get it.
But you're looking at the corpse, looking at the scene, all that kind of stuff, and he's hanging from a tree, and there's this little shit kid, his name's Kumo, and he's a piece of shit. Although, if you want to play this way, you can do, like, lines with this kid, if you want. You can split a K. It's great. Anyway.
How old's the kid, roughly?
I don't know, mate.
A child.
Yeah.
That's hectic.
Like, I would say youth, like 16, kind of, kind of.
Not
youth.
As hectic as
I was imagining, like 8, yeah.
No. But he talks, the high pitched voice is very, very annoying. But he's there just pegging rocks at the dead corpse, just going at it.
I'm very excited to find out how you killed this kid.
So as I'm there, being like, right, we got to get this body down. So I'm aiming my partner Kim. He's like, I'll have a shot. He misses. I'm like, you idiot, give me that gun. I'll take this. So I'm aiming the kid. Kumo's there, yelling at me, calling me slurs, all these kind of things, and I'm aiming at the corpse.
Uh-huh.
And then there's an option, aiming at Kumo. So I'm like, wow. I should do that. So I aim it at the kid. And then there's a thing where it's just like, back down or pull the trigger. And the trigger is like, if you pull the trigger, you have a success, right?
Yeah,
you roll in your whatever your hand-eye coordination is. And there is a chance to, and like the chance to hit was quite low. Like it would have been a fluke to shoot him.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, why not? Let's roll them both.
Let's scare him.
Let's scare him. Let's maybe shoot over his head. So I succeeded.
Yeah.
Got the kit.
Yep.
And then a game over.
Oh, what?
I know.
Who saw that one coming?
I know. Another scenario where I've lost was interrogating this group of people, these union members, that all admitted to killing this man. And because they are admitting to killing it, they're all trying to equal blame, as it were, to kind of like, you know, divvy up the responsibility. And so then I could go into hero cop mode and be like, well, now I'm arresting you. And you're all coming in with me. Mm-hmm. And that ends with me and my good partner getting shot to death. So that's been a lot of fun as well.
That sounds like a really interesting game.
It's a very unique and interesting game. I really love the art style as well. It's all very like watercolored.
Yeah.
And very unique.
I am so excited to play this, and I really, really need to.
It is a lot of fun. Like, yeah. And there's moments where, because like again, you can look at the scenery, and because you are a cop, you can kind of like roll like investigation or insight to be like, what happened here?
Yeah.
And there's like a little bit of a spoiler for like a very minor thing, but I thought was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
So initially, like before you enter the place where the dead man is hanging,
yep.
There's like these skid marks of like where a car just quickly like backed into a fence and the fence has fallen over and it's like gone off in like a giant rush to get out there. So you're like, ah, okay. You investigate that, then like if you succeed, you can kind of visualize where this was and what happened. You're like, okay, someone in a very like a car had enough, mm-hmm. and like you know maybe they're connected to the case. Maybe they're the ones that did it. Maybe this is how like the body was transported there. Okay, cool. All right, this is great. And you go a bit further on, and you can okay, this is what happened here. This sign has fallen down. I can visualize. Okay, yep. So the guy who was speeding away in this car. Has sped so much, he's used a sign as a ramp, hit several different buildings, cleared this trench, and all right, I can get over there on Wednesday sick. And so you do this, and then you find out it was you.
There's
this moment of realization of like, oh,
whoopies.
I am not a good man here in a good way at all.
Stuff like when you shot the kid or whatever is like, did the screen just go, it was like success, the screen just goes black, or is there like an animation of you aiming the gun and shooting?
There's like the rolling and the success, and there's like the distinctive success, but then it's like you hear the shot and then it goes black.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't actually see Kumo get got.
Yeah.
But again, it's a very good game.
Yeah.
And I don't know who to recommend it to, because I'm like, it is a very wordy game. It is very much a story-driven game. I don't think there's much combat. Like, I haven't experienced hardly any combat.
Except for when you shot a kid.
Yeah, exactly. And that was me trying to get down a corpse.
Yeah.
That was incidental.
Yeah.
So there isn't a lot of action. A lot of it is just through words. And a lot of it is very, again, as I was saying, cerebral.
Yeah.
Your stats are very unique and interesting. So you've got four different categories. You've got intellect, psych, physique, and motorics.
Yep.
And so you've got like, say in the intellect, you've got like logic, encyclopedia, rhetoric, drama, conceptualization, and then visual calculus. You've then got like other things like composure, interfacing, one which is like a spirit de corps.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There's like authority, inland empire, empathy. So there's all these like different kind of like what stats do.
Yeah. So many stats, the computer's gotten so loud again.
So loud again. as well as what you can then also do is have, as opposed to like upping your stats, you can also then have your thoughts. And these are where your core beliefs come.
Yeah.
And you think you should start off with, I think from memory, it's like three with like the options. But as you level up, you can open them up instead. And there's stuff where it's like, so as I was saying, like the advanced race theory is one that I had to internalize. To be like, this is...
Well, you have to internalize it.
Yeah, you have to internalize it and you have to wait a certain amount of hours. What's really interesting with this game is the clock doesn't move forward as you're walking around. It only moves forward when you're in conversation with people, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, cool.
So it's this kind of like, this person is like talks about all these different theories about race. Because it's set in I think it's like either 2050 something or something like that, or 3050 something.
It's the future,
it's set
baby.
In the future. And so there's a person that's like sprouting all this kind of race theory that is like real not great.
Yeah, bad.
Very bad. And then you're like, well, because I'm basically a blank slate here, you're like, do I need to internalize this? Mm. So you internalize and you think about it. And yeah.
It's funny that this game constantly rewards what we joke about often, which is just having a thing.
Having
just like stopping and being, got it. How many thumbs?
Honestly, I don't. For me, this is a 5-thumb. This is basically like game of the year for me.
Wow.
This is like, it falls into that kind of thing where I really enjoy it. This is a game that for people who like this kind of stuff, this is great.
So big time 5 thumbs, biggest suck off you've had all year.
Yeah. Again, it's such a good, I don't know about sucking off because again, it is a fun game.
Yeah.
But if I'm not playing with it, it's easy to kind of just leave.
Yeah. Do you reckon you go back to it?
I think I will, yes. Because okay. Again, it's a lot of fun, and again, I really enjoy this type of game, so it would kind of be like a bit silly not to keep playing
Take
it.
A load off. Go play it now.
Mm. All right, baby, I will. But yeah, no, 5 thumbs, highly recommend it. It is such a fun game if you like these type of games.
Uh-huh.
Like, if, say, Jack was here, I'd be like, never look at this game. Yeah. You do not like it.
Well, I mean, if everyone in Australia is listening, it's too bad if it's for you, can't get it.
Yeah.
I think it's still on Steam, but it really, truly will not be that long.
Grab it now before Australia shuts it down.
I paid like $50 for it, Australian.
Cool.
Mm. Yeah, sick. Anyway, speaking of cool, the opposite of cool. No. What have you been talking about,
Because I saw the cogs turning in your brain. You're like, oh, whoops, I've done a good segue here by accident. I've been revisiting Mr. Mosquito.
PS2 game.
Yeah, which is a game I think I've mentioned every time I've been on this show, but I haven't actually talked about it in depth.
Joel Zammert, are you familiar with Mr. Mosquito?
I'm assuming you are a mosquito. And you are a boy mosquito.
Yep. Mm.
Maybe Mr. Would that imply you have a job? Maybe you're a business mosquito and that you have to go and get suck blood for your loving Mrs. Mosquito and your baby mosquito family to then bring it home to the table and then be like, and then you pour blood on the table and that's how you feed your wife and kids.
No, you're not that far off. You are a mosquito who is a man.
Yes. Mm.
And your job is to suck the blood of the Yamada family. Mm-hmm. And the premise is you have to suck enough blood to last the winter, which I don't know if that's how mosquitoes work. They're not like squirrels with nuts.
Yeah.
But maybe it is. I don't know much about mosquitoes, but that's what the premise is.
Bears in hibernation, maybe?
Yep. You're playing a summer with the Yamada family. Mm-hmm. Each level is a different room that you're in with each one of the family members. And you play as a mosquito, and it's like in 3D space, you know, you can turn around.
Yep.
The controls are f***ed hard. They're just so...
God, you have such a dog mouth.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Your dog scum mouth. 3 thumbs.
It's disgusting.
The chance
of you returning as a guest after this performance. One thumb.
The controls are darn tricky. They're very clunky. It also doesn't tell you how to play the game at any point during the game.
Yep.
And I only discovered on the last level that there's a button that you can do a 180, which is would have saved me so much time because the turning circle of this mosquito is terrible and you have to go all around the whole room nearly to turn around to try and suck this person's blood. So each level, you obviously have your victim seems like the wrong word, but the person whose blood you're sucking, you can only suck from the certain suck points.
Mm-hmm.
And those suck points only appear when the character is doing a certain action, and so you have to interact with the room to get the person to do that action. So for example, first level, there's a high school girl, and she just come home from high school and is tired, and then you have to turn the radio on and she'll get up, and then a suck point unlocks and you can go in and suck the blood, or you turn off the lights and then she goes, what? And then she sits up and turns the light back on, that kind of thing. And then if you suck too much blood too quickly, then they try and kill you.
Okay.
And you have to hit what are the relax points. Now, this is where the game gets silly.
are you acupuncturing your victims?
Yes.
I think that's the idea behind it. It's not really what's happening, but I think that's the logic.
Yeah.
So you, the person standing there, and a red dot will appear somewhere on their body.
Uh-huh.
Usually it's their crotch. A lot of the time it's between their eyes. Yep. And a lot of the time it's also their boobs.
Yes.
And so you...
Okay, are they... So mosquito from memory, a mosquito tends not to bite me through clothing.
Yep.
I mean, they can.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to go on bare flesh.
Yeah.
So
biting, you usually... The suck points are bare flesh,
uh-huh.
but the relax points, through clothes.
Okay, yeah. That's luckily. Nice to know that this luckily. Game has, like... A limit of horny.
Well,
okay, never mind.
Well, that's where you'd be wrong.
So, oh, okay.
That's
so remember the high school student that he mentions in the first level, because she comes back.
Yeah, in a big way.
Yeah, in a big way.
So she comes back as a bath level where she's completely nude, and you have to suck on the nape of her neck while she's in the bath.
This wasn't bad. Okay, cool.
No, in fact, this was rated the equivalent of the Australian PG.
Yeah.
The water is high enough that no nipples are shown.
No nips or anything. A lot of cleave. A lot of cleavage.
You don't see any student. Yeah. High school student.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think they
reveal their age in the thing.
I don't think they do.
I think that everyone has an age associated with them.
I don't think so.
That is just great.
Yeah. I don't think they do. So you assume that the girl is 18.
Yeah.
That's what you have to assume.
High school. Yep. Okay.
What I know a people, great, yeah.
Yep. Good. Just good.
About to finish up. Yep. Don't Google the rant.
Mr. Mosquito.
Cool.
Anyway,
cool.
That's by far the...
Can I give this a crime thumb?
Yeah, I think maybe it needs one.
No, it's just a mosquito.
Just a mosquito. There's nothing...
Actually,
when you are playing the level which is in the bath, just for that level, the mosquito's eyes turn into love hearts.
We're talking like a B-movie situation. Yeah.
You also suck the blood from the mum and the dad, and the mum does like a million flips and does like karate on you when she tries to fight you. I don't know. That's pretty good. It's pretty much a puzzle game because you don't, it's not.
What kind of puzzle?
I couldn't describe it if I tried. You know those puzzle games we have to suck the blood from high schoolers? You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
Each level is a room, and then the last level is like the whole house, and you have to go into all the rooms and suck all the blood. But yeah. They're about to get their house exterminated, I think. But
I was
they're
right.
All still...
their ages are in the game.
Oh god, what are the?
Do you want to know, or do you prefer to live in a mist? Because it also, I was like, I remember like a screen where it has their name,
mm-hmm.
or like when you select a level or something. Something. I just remember seeing like name
and their age
and blood type.
Oh.
Blood type doesn't actually come into the play, but I remember being like, oh yeah, that's something that's there.
I don't remember that at all. Yeah. What is it?
So the parents, 46.
That's perfectly, I guess, legal. Yep. That's good. But they're not the ones in a bath.
Lastly, there is a 17-year-old daughter. Oh, no, Hayden's cancelled.
I'm not cancelled. I didn't make the game. I just played it heaps.
Why did they? What choice? Why did they do that?
I don't know.
They could have just been like a university student.
Yeah.
It would have still been bad.
It's pretty rotten. Then... Yeah, her friend comes over as well, and you got to suck her blood. You're sucking everyone's blood. I think you also kill the family at the end, from my memory.
Because
I think their whole house is being bug sprayed, and they're lying down because you've relaxed them all in the previous level, so they're on the ground. And then I think the house is getting fumigated, so you only have a certain amount of time before the bug spray goes off. So you have to go in and suck all their blood in the whole house and then leave through the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess you kill the family, maybe?
Oh, because I guess they get bug sprayed to death.
Yeah, they get bug sprayed to death, potentially.
Mm.
It's
all right.
A game.
You're so bad at this.
Oh, no, I didn't even realize.
How many thumbs?
I would probably give it... See, if it didn't...
Anything less than a crime thumb is bad.
It was very horny.
The horny is part of the appeal, but you would prefer to play it if you didn't know the age of the characters.
Yeah. Well, this the fact that she's... Yeah, it's a bit yuck. So I'll say it's also badly designed and the controls are terrible.
There's a bit of charm to it, though.
It's got a lot of charm.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of fun charm to it.
Yeah.
I'd say... Two thumbs.
Higher than a crime thumb.
That's a crime thumb.
Yeah,
this game deserves.
Sure.
And I thought that Joel Zammer's Disco Elysium review would get us in trouble because he was reviewing a banned game.
Yeah.
Mm.
No. Yeah. Turns out, no, he's staying in all along.
It's not. I feel like it's not as bad as it sounds.
Oh, I don't know. Look. Oh, I don't know about that. I would have reservations.
Anyway, two thumbs.
On that note, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Just to hopefully the ads to just wash away the memory of whatever Hayden just said.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Thank you so much, sponsors. You've picked a great episode to sponsor.
Well done. Hope you everyone goes and buys a new iPhone or Jeep or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So, JD, do we got any emails for us?
We got a couple. Ooh. We got a lot about my Twitch account, which is good. I'm glad that people are talking about twitch.tv/doucheforever.
Yeah.
Will I be reading those ones? Time will tell. Probably not, because they're just personal for me, and you guys do not care.
Correct. Sure.
But this one, unrelated to me, but related to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. They sent this to thumbcramps@gmail.com?
They sent this to thumbcramps@gmail.com.
Nice.
You can't win me back over after wrecking the entire show with bleeps.
With bleeps and smut.
Yeah. We heard the smut. The audience is going to hear the bleeps. They're going to be like, this is one of the most unlistenable episodes of Thumbcramps so far.
The laptop was making the noise.
Anyway, Kim has emailed us and said, break time battles. Hey, Thumbcramps boys or girls, depending on guests. As always, amazing podcast that always keeps me smiling at work. Kim obviously has sent this before today's episode.
Obviously, yes.
Anyway, I work in a lab, so my brain is consistently full of numbers and calculations. So at lunch, we really like to unwind and give our brains a break. A couple of us have switches, so we always do Mario Kart Fridays. Naturally, I get wrecked each week, but I secretly think it's because I play as Lakitu. Mario Kart is great, but I was just wondering if you have any other suggestions for games for us to play. Any multiplayer that we can battle out for an hour? Maybe ones I can win for once? Keep being incredible, especially Dusha. From an avid in-lab listener, Kim. Thank you for naming me specifically. I reckon that you've done that.
I assume you just added that.
No, I didn't. It's in writing.
Hurtful for me and best friend Hayden.
Yeah, well, not hurtful for Hayden. Hayden should not be expecting anything less than that. I suspect that people add stuff like that in because I'm usually the one reading the emails.
And you're the one that chooses what emails get read. Yeah, so you've got to buddy you up.
Yeah.
You're very butterable.
I didn't read this one ahead, but if I had of, that would have got it in.
That's fair.
So, Mario Kart, great way to ignite the workplace. Other games in a similar vibe?
Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Is that on the Switch?
One. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Ultimate Chicken Horse. Hayden, I know you haven't played this game, but it is a game that maybe we should consider playing in the future.
Sure.
One, I will wreck you. I will bury you.
Okay.
People, your fans will forget your name. That's how much I will beat you.
Yeah, exactly.
I will leave you in the dirt. Your family members will be like,
who is this Hayden idiot? Don't you mean my favorite boy, Joel Dusha?
Yeah, correct.
What is it?
Take your name. Anyway, Ultimate Chicken Horse is basically a 2D platformer that's also a race. So the start of the level, everyone picks an animal, and you've got to get to the flag at the end. But they're divided into rounds, and every round you each get given an item that you get to place in the level. So the trick is you're meant to make a course that is finishable.
Yep.
So you can place, like a box or whatever, so you can jump onto it, then jump to the end finish the race.
Yeah.
But then there's also things that are meant to hinder people. So you can make the course harder by adding like
banana peels on stuff.
Yeah, it's less banana peels and more giant grinding spikes and stuff like that.
Yeah, cool. Grindy spikes, a big wind thing. Things that like will automatic, like a fireball. Ah, yeah. Oh, it's great.
It's very charming. It's like got it doesn't have the hand-drawn look, but it has like a hand-drawn aesthetic.
Mm.
Like one of the other items you can put is like a machine that makes a paper airplane that you can stand on and float across.
Sick.
There's a lot going on and it's fun and it gets really, really hectic. If you want an example of what it looks like, you can head to the Sandspans Radio YouTube channel where we did a Let's Play of it years ago. Really hope is still online, otherwise I've sent people nowhere. But if it's not there, just pick one of the other Let's Plays and watch that.
Mm.
Especially the ads.
Oh yeah, watch them twice.
Yeah, yeah.
The Duck game's pretty good on Switch. I think it's like what?
The Duck game.
Isn't that what it's called?
Untitled Goose Game?
No. Let me
Duck
Google.
Hunt?
No. I think it's called The Duck Game.
The Duck Game.
The Duck Game, maybe. What kind of puzzle game is this?
It's not a puzzle game. It's a game where you play as, it's real. It's called Duck Game. Suck it. It's on Switch. And you play as a duck and you just fight each other and the rounds are really short. It's really stupid. It's good to turn your mind off to play for 20 minutes.
How many players is it?
Up to four.
Perfect.
Cool. Perfect.
Up to four on the same Switch, but I'm not sure if there's a multiplayer. Local multiplayer, definitely. I don't know if there's online multiplayer.
Yeah, that's still good. I mean, like four players, one Switch. That if there's four, yeah, that's get pumping.
It's fun.
Pumping. Yeah.
It depends how many players you've got, because Ultimate Chicken Horse is also four player. Maybe more. Might be six player.
Might be 18. Hard to say.
It's definitely not 18. it's very easy to say it's not 18, but it could be six or eight. All right. And to bring home the episode is an email from Harris. Harris's most email is about me, but I promise it ends with a good question.
Look how buttered this boy
he's
is.
Buddy.
Look
he's slippery.
He's so slippy right now.
I had a choice between this email or two that are only about me.
Oh my God. I've never seen a boy as buttered as this one in front of me. Ready to go in the oven and bake crispy. I'll tell you what,
if you want your email read on the show, email thumbcramps at thumbcrampspot@gmail.com and just put in the subject, "Hey Joel Dusha, read this." I will. Maybe privately, maybe on the podcast. So Harris starts by saying, "Hello, Thumb.
What up?
Big fan of the Thumbs and the Cramps and the Death Star plumbing. Dusha's Hotline Miami Monday Twitch stream took place at 8 a.m. my time, which means I got to start my week with the lovely tones of Dusha Forever theme song and Dusha telling people to go to hell."
That's fun.
That's the part about me.
Yeah. So now that you're butted up, what else did I have to say?
Yeah, okay, good.
I always listen to Sandspan's podcast at work, and since I started my day off with that, I've spent about 3 hours this morning preparing tax returns and looping the Joel Dusha theme song over and over on SoundCloud. It's a banger. I agree. I didn't write it, so that's technical credit to Matt's Music House, a.k.a. Pibbles of Fish. Oh. Big shout out. Head to Matt's Music House. Head to twitch.tv/ Matt's Music House. Watch some of his streams.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a follow. He makes a lot of songs for the Thumb Cramps Boys Twitch accounts, the various associated Twitch accounts, Hayden's Twitch account, which is none of the two previous
which
categories.
Is not at all associated with anyway. Say
not part of Thumb Cramps.
Not even once. Not in the past, not in the future.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see you throwing some of that butter around. It's good. It's good.
I only stopped listening because we got a tornado warning in our area about 5 minutes ago, and I am currently huddled in a stairwell of a skyscraper with my coworkers.
Oh my God.
So I have two questions for you. One, how does it feel to know I associate Sandspence Radio, Thumb Cramps Pod, and Joel Dusha with tax returns / impending doom? Thoughts?
Apt.
It's kind of the right vibe.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Two, and this is the actual, I guess, Thumb Crampsy question. Which is so funny to standing in a stairwell with your coworkers writing an email.
Well, I hope to imagine there's like a skyscraper and then next to it, the same size as the skyscraper, just this angry tornado is going around.
It's got an end and it's pointing at them. Two. So, okay. At this point in time, Harris, like, I could get hit with a tornado and this is the question I'm going to ask. If you had to pick one seemingly mundane task to try and turn into an entertaining video game, what would it be?
Ah, that's a good question.
Hiding from a tornado. let's see here. You've just recently done your tax account. Surely you could do something with tax.
Well, Papers, Please showed that tax forms and stuff like that can be interesting or at least stressful and depressing. Have you played Papers, Please?
I have seen people play it. I don't need to play it.
It's rough. It makes depressing. You make bad, awful decisions. It really tests what you, as a person, will do to keep your job.
Yeah.
Let's see. Monday. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I'm like, would suggest, like, it has been done.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, cooking. I was thinking cooking as well.
There's so many, like, cooking sims, or it's like, you know, like, driving. But there's so many driving sims.
Or it's like, even, like my job at the movies. You know,
stealing just, my thing.
Just like, you know, going through large popcorn, medium drink. That maybe could be fun. But again, there's already games that are like that, like, you know, flash games where you own a milkshake stand or whatever.
Any kind of management sim? Because I'm like, you know.
Oh, now you're taking my job.
Yeah, it's like doing a, so what do I do?
Run a podcast business, right? Work, because he just revealed that making popcorn's boring.
Did I say boring?
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, like running a podcast company, but there are like, I think it was like, I saw on the Switch store, I'm pretty sure it was like a YouTube management sim or something like
that. Yeah, that's active.
And you're like, who's playing
Every
that?
Idea is taken.
Yeah.
Being a lonely alley cat, but then again, that was a fun game I played.
Yeah.
Mm.
What about sending a podcast an email sim and you get put in different situations and you have to pick, or maybe podcast simulator, you get to pick like your strategies, like you're in a video game podcast thing, and you're like, should I review this game that features a 17-year-old girl, yes or no? And you hit yes.
Engage, not engage.
You know?
Engage!
Yeah. Postman sim. And you deliver letters on time.
Paperboy, one of the first video games made on the NES.
Or Postal.
Not the same game, but a thing.
So what you're saying is it's a good idea?
No, not at
all. Well, I'm saying, it's like me being like, I got an idea for a book. A boy wizard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm trying to think of like what mundane tasks have not been gamified. And it feels like there's been a lot of things that already exist.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like, okay, what about like, you know, just trying to be fit, going for a jog. But I'm like, well, there's games like that.
Yeah. A lot of games have that as a feature in the game. You know what I mean? I think GTA had that.
Yeah.
You can do yoga.
GTA is a problem because it just puts everything in a game.
Yeah, put yoga in the game.
Harris, turns out everything has been a video game. And Harris
taking a shit?
Taking a shit simulator.
There's got to be a taking shit simulator.
Control the anus.
Yeah.
Control the anus, what your wipe technique is. You can fold or
when
scrunch.
When to pinch
off a loaf. It's always good.
Yeah.
Toilet simulator. I'm not going to like this. Okay.
Man pretends to be toilet. Oh, no.
Toilet simulator 2020 on Steam, baby!
Simulator games.
Oh, I don't like that thumbnail. I don't like that thumbnail at all.
I can't see what you're looking at, but
it's like a POV of a person sitting on the toilet with like, you know, that meme text thing. It's like impact, which is that. It just says toilet. Yeah.
But they are on the toilet, and this is a thing I respect. Not wearing clothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, they're fully nude.
They are fully nude. All right. Well,
that's one thing about okay. What have you seen now? Talk us through it.
Is he Kendall?
They've blurred out the genitals, I guess, for the trailer, but
the bathroom's flooding. But now they
are sitting on the toilet, not aiming in the toilet, but aiming at the wall.
It's
and
flooding
it's
with
slowly
piss.
Filling up with very look. This man is very hydrated because that is
clear
very
piss.
Clear.
Seems
piss.
Very thick too.
And it's quite thick.
Thick clear
and,
piss simulator.
And it's that's a sealed door. That's what I'm looking at.
That's a watertight door.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, we shouldn't be that surprised because, Aiden, we've both played Cockroach Simulator, a game that was a poorly made simulator, but it had a fully drawn out vagina in it.
Mm. Mm. You could see it all, which was a strange choice for Cockroach Simulator. Yeah.
So yeah, simulator games all horny, all wrong.
Mm.
Anyway, Harrison's email by saying, "Thanks to all
this
the beautiful
trailer goes for 6 minutes. He has not stopped pissing. I am a minute in.
Did you say the trailer goes for six minutes?
It's six
the piss
minutes
is up to the door handle.
Oh my god, he's opened the door and there is a dining. Why is there a toilet in the middle of a dining room?
How much is this game?
It pays you to play it.
Doesn't have a price.
Doesn't have a price.
But about priceless. This game, JD, you can get drawn in pee. in brackets, you never ask for this, real-time pee that gets accumulated and acts like real liquid, technologies of future today, immersive and associative first-person experience. Play it all AAA titles, tired of copy-pasted mechanics used over and over again, looking for something unique? Look no further. A fully featured toilet simulator with a complex peeing system and detailed poop models, 20k polygons each, that's more than in most of AAA game characters of the 20,000s, of the 2000s. So, features, you can poop, you can pee. Pee acts like real liquid,
can you
in
puke?
Brackets get drawn in a pee mode. Destruction, in brackets get drawn in pee mode. Peeing features a complex Moose cursor system, which enables you control the peeing apparatus. AAA graphics. Character has a body. Poop physics. Cheat codes. And in brackets and in capitals, shit.
That's the one cheat code.
Ability to summon a shit shower, language setting, and two camera modes, JD.
I don't like the idea of two camera modes. But Will, when I've pulled it up on Steam myself, it says the developers describe the content like this. Poop. Pee. Censored peeing apparatus. There's nudity and simulation. Why can't I buy this game? That's weird. Anyway, Harris, it turns out the perfect game's already been made. It's called Toilet Simulator.
Thank you for all an unbuyable Steam game.
Thanks for all the beautiful nonsense you've created over the past several years. If I die, I'm coming to Australia to haunt the new studio for a while. Best, Harris.
Thanks, Harris.
That's nice.
Thank you for putting us on this journey.
They die? I assume not.
Harris sent an email, follow-up email, 30 minutes later, P.S. I survived.
That's right. Good to know. That's good to know.
Congratulations on your continued existence, Harris, and thank you for the email. And if you like Harris or anyone else that emailed today, like Kim, I remember both names.
Nice.
You can send us an email at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod on Twitter. Today's episode has been, four thumbs and a knock for Spider-Man, 5 thumbs to Disco Elysium, and Hayden gave 10 thumbs to Disco Mosquito.
Yeah, he's game of the world, and I gave it a crime thumb.
Yeah, yeah. Hayden stands by every decision made by the developer.
Yeah, fully endorsed, I believe. Yeah.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
And I've been Hayden.
And Hayden, where can we find you? What are you up to?
You can find me
jail?
You can find me in prison. Twitch.tv/HaydenHaydenHaydenHaydenH. Oh, I'm on Shut Up A Second, the most recent episode, so come check me out.
Great plug.
Yeah, Shut Up A Second, it's a great podcast.
Sure is.
And in the meantime, until next week's episode, please, 2 thumbs up to the Lord. Thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sandspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.